Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Yes, that line forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba.
Back in trouble. Look out, old Maggie.
Yeah!
Chris McMichael.
Sports Radio.
On the fan, we made it. Friday morning of Football Friday, right here on the fan. I got you for 3 hours as we take you to the warm up show at 5 a.m. 888-808-1019. We got Fleegs on the other side, Marco's with us, and we're taking your calls for 3 hours. And it is a Football Friday, believe it or not. And here's where I want to start, because I know. We got a good start from Tong. The Mets take the series against the Padres. They look to sweep the Nationals. They're two games up in the wild card. The Yankees don't need sleep this time as they head into Baltimore. Max Fried dominant. They have the second best record in the game, or in the American League, rather. And we're all hyped up for playoff baseball. But this is a Football Friday. It is a Football Friday, and here's what I can't shake, and I've been thinking about it all day, and I'm driving in today thinking about it, and I'm getting annoyed, because quite honestly, we are talking about on, what is it, the 19th? February 19th, heading into week number 3 of the NFL season, and as much as I'm pumped about the Yankees going to the postseason, and hopefully shutting all of you up, and how I've never gotten off the train of the Mets making the postseason. I don't know their, you know, luck once they get there. And that's all great. And I love postseason baseball. It's the best. I'm a baseball guy. We should be pumped about our football teams. We shouldn't feel like this is, quite honestly, possibly. Are you ready for this? Possibly. The last meaningful Football Friday in this town. For the entire season. This is it. Week number 3, September 19th. Football Friday. The last meaningful Football Friday for our two football teams all year long. How is that possible yet again? And make no mistake, sure, anything could happen and they could surprise us. And we knew this wasn't about playoffs anyway, necessarily. And, you know, Aaron Glenn telling us that, you know, big ships turn slow. So I don't know what we were expecting anyway. But make no mistake, 0-3 is the end of a football season, particularly for these two lousy teams. You cannot go 0-3 and expect to have a season. And while, sure, there's Jackson Dart with the New York Giants, and sure, that will become a main focus of when they go to him, what he looks like, and the future of the New York Giants, and whether or not the coach will be back, and blah, 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 blah. And for the Jets, first year of Aaron Glennon, you're looking for some positives. And obviously, you're down Justin Fields, but, you know, this defense, you're hoping to not have to get gashed for 200 yards rushing against Tampa, against a team that's 2-0 and gotten lucky to do so, and we'll move on after an 0-3 start, and you're looking at the coach, and you're trying to figure things out, and you're trying to build something, and like none of it will matter. None of it will matter. We are an ugly Sunday away from focusing on our fantasy football teams and focusing on our parlays, as Keith likes to say, and focusing on everything else other than whether or not these two teams are going to have a season. And I'm sick of it. And I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. I am so tired of week three being the pendulum on whether or not we're going to have a football season. And I'm tired of the idea that even right now, like, this was a ho-hum victory. The Mets played at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. They got a good start from Jonah Tong after the terrible performance and unable to get out of the first inning. He bounced back nicely, 8 strikeouts, pitched well. The Mets win a big game. Pete Alonso, 4th consecutive game with a home run. You're trying to figure out how this team's going to match up and figure out their rotation for the postseason. The Yankees fly into Baltimore to take on the lousy O's. You're hoping you don't stub your toe, and Max Fried is dominant, and we're getting ready for the postseason. And football is a complete afterthought on a football Friday. It shouldn't be this way. And it's technically not just yet, but we are there, man. We are there. And the New York Giants are taking on a team that is 0-2, the 3-time defending AFC champions, the team of the last decade, with the quarterback of the last decade, with the quarterback-coach combination that rivals, or at least is trying to attempt to rival, Brady and Belichick. 0-2, staring 0-3 in the face. The home opener. We are on the precipice. I'm talking about the season being over, and the Giants haven't played a home game. That's where we are. That's where we are. And right now, this is the game coming off of that Dallas game, right? Both of these teams coming off losses in different manners. The Jets defense, you know, I wouldn't say running their mouths, but talking about how this won't happen again and we're going to stand up and this and that. They gave up 200 on the ground. They got beat by a 40-year-old Rodgers, 41-year-old Rodgers, who looked awful against Seattle. This defense has been a disaster the first 2 weeks. The offense now is leaning on Tyrod Taylor, who I have no idea what he's going to give him. And I'm just as positive about him as the starter who's out with a concussion. You've got a coach who's talking about building a winning culture and accountability, you know, cutting the guy who cost them the game week one. And that accountability led to an absolute disastrous no-life, no-show performance against the Buffalo Bills that just on Thursday Night Football, yes, won a football game, but Miami going down the field, you know, performing, giving the Bills a game. The lousy Dolphins. Like, it is hard to imagine, and I'm sorry, I hate to be negative, I'm trying to get all pumped up. If you're watching on the stream, and obviously you could stream us live on YouTube, join the chat. I'm wearing my wife hates this, I don't know why, too much red and blue, she hates the shoulders, she thinks it looks ridiculous. She hates it when I wear it to all the kids' soccer games and stuff, she just hates this sweatshirt. I'm wearing my Giants sweatshirt, I'm trying to get pumped up. Because I think there's a chance the Giants give this Kansas City Chiefs a game, right? Off of what we saw last week. Kansas City Chiefs, you mentioned the Kansas City Chiefs. What's the next line? Not the same. Not the same. No offensive weapons. Yeah, they're going to get, Worthy back. He's dealing with a torn labrum.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Still has the speed, but ultimately, I mean, you're talking about Hollywood Brown being the most dynamic offensive weapon that the team has right now outside of Patrick Mahomes. You got a washed-up Kelsey. You got a team that's looked bad the first 2 weeks. You got a desperate Kansas City Chiefs team. And yeah, off of that performance last week, I have faith that this offense can do something. You're going up against a much different team than the Dallas Cowboys. You're going up against a defense led by Spags, who we all know very well here, who won a championship here, who's arguably the greatest defensive coordinator of all time. And a coaching staff with Andy Reid that is, you know, arguably as good as any we've ever seen. With a quarterback who is as talented as we've ever seen. But they're not the same. And they've struggled out of the gate here. And their offensive weapons are down. And this defense should be able to at least limit some of the big plays that have become the hallmark of this Kansas City Chiefs team over the last 10 years or so, however long it's been with Patrick Mahomes. And the offense with Russell Wilson threw the ball well. They have a dynamic player in Malik Nabers. We'll see if Andrew Thomas has a chance to play. He's been practicing on a limited basis over the last couple days. Love to see him get in there. I have no idea. Bo did a better job than Hutson. You feel like the offensive line at least stabilized itself. You know you could still throw the ball down the field with Russell Wilson. You feel good about Scatterboom and what you saw. You still believe in Tracy in the running game. Like, there are reasons to be at least somewhat positive that you're going to get a football game on Sunday. But that's where we are. We're at the point of let's hope we have a football game. You look to the Jets, Tampa Bay, and what they've been able to do. And the way they've pulled a couple of games against Atlanta and against the Texans out of the fire because Baker Mayfield has, you know, guts and, you know, balls the size of Tampa Bay. Like, it's just, like, what they've been able to do down the stretch of these games and pull these winning drives out. You know, they've got Irving. They've got a good running game. They've got Baker Mayfield. And you're still hopeful that the Jets can make a game of it. They're pretty much a touchdown underdog in this game, and you're trying to figure out if you can stabilize your season. But that's where we are, man. It is so demoralizing on September 19th. And I try not to be negative. I really do. But we are talking about September 19th and the likelihood, as the Jets are a touchdown underdog to Tampa Bay on the road, the Giants are taking on Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, and the Chiefs, who are desperate for a win. Because just like the Giants, 0-3 is a difficult thing to come back from. They're the Chiefs. You feel like they have a chance as good as any other team in the NFL to fall 0-3 and still make a run of it. But you've got in their division a team in the Chargers who've already beat them and look like a dominant football team, at least defensively. They don't want to fall behind 0-3 because 0-3 almost means the same for the Chiefs as it does for the Giants and it does for the Jets. Goodbye. Meaningless football. What does Jackson Dart look like? How quick can we fire the coach? What's the point? Here we are again. Same old Jets. This is such a huge weekend. Not because I think these teams can turn their seasons around even necessarily, or that this would be the first win that could lead us into a surprising season. It's a big week because I want to continue to feel like they're relevant. And if and what feels like when they lose these games, they no longer are. Let's be honest about it. They no longer are. And we can't do this anymore. We can't do it. I can't feel like the story of the day heading in on a football Friday is Max Fried. Like, that shouldn't even be on the thought on a football Friday week 3. And for the New York Giants, if we're going to get into what needs to be done to win these games, and we will, and we'll get into the games further, and we'll take your calls on at 888-808-1019. We'll have the pick segment later on at the end of the 3 o'clock hour. We'll give you the Take a Chance parlay, which I hit last week. Very excited about that. And for the New York Giants, sure, it's pretty much similar to what it's been. You need to see something offensively. Defensively, you should have a chance to get after Patrick Mahomes. They don't have a lot of weapons. You should feel comfortable. Bowen, after an ugly performance, acknowledging that they, you know, yesterday when he spoke to the media, acknowledging he wishes he had that series back with 25 seconds left, and maybe they played too soft, and you can't rely on four guys getting home, and you need to make, you know, Patrick Mahomes feel the pressure. You need to make a move inside the pocket. And honestly, there isn't enough weapons where you feel like this defensive backfield can't cover a team that hasn't had the same kind of passing attack for multiple years now, despite still going to the Super Bowl and winning them over the last couple years. You're in your building for the first time this year, Sunday Night Football, prime time. You know this team has struggled in prime time. We'll get into Daniel Jones and his new, you know, a resurgence right to the top of the league in the MVP, as I'm sure, and his problems along with the Giants in primetime. The last time they've won a primetime game, it's felt like Tommy DeVito against Green Bay is the only game in the last 10 years I can think off the top of my head that they actually won in primetime. But you're coming back Sunday Night Football against the Kansas City Chiefs, coming off 450 yards of a passing game, coming off 500 total yards of offense, coming off a 37-point offensive performance against the rival division Dallas Cowboys. This should be a spot we're all pumped up. This should be a spot we're all excited to take on the Kansas City Chiefs. And maybe you are. And maybe you're not falling into the abyss that I've fallen into over the last handful of years. Because I tried. I tried to be optimistic. I tried to get into these teams. I tried to pump myself up. Certainly as a Giant fan, I came on here and told you that we're going to win the first two games of the year. Like an idiot. And even when they play well, they find ways to lose, and they find themselves in a situation where they're going up against the Kansas City Chiefs, desperate for a victory for the first home game of the year, and feeling like if they lose it, there's no longer a conversation about what they can do. There's no longer a conversation about anything other than, and we were able to put it on the back burner for a week. Russell Wilson and that passing attack and the 450 yards and the 37 points, it put the conversation of Jackson Dart off for a week. For a week. If they go out there and lose, and it doesn't even matter how, they could keep it a game. Like, and ultimately, that's what you want, right? You want them to keep it a game. No one's expecting them to win. It's to that point. No one's expecting them to win the football game. We're not crazy. And you want to keep it a game, and you want to see some more offensive production, and you want to see the team develop, and you want to see them build off of last week. And you'll almost be, you know, tickled pink if the game's a 3-point game in the fourth quarter. You'll almost feel like, hey, we're hanging with the Kansas City Chiefs. They hung with the Eagles last week. They're still the Kansas City Chiefs, even though they're 0-2, even though they don't have the same weapons. It's still Andy Reid. It's still Patrick Mahomes. Hey, hung in there. Great, grand, wonderful. You lose this game, it doesn't matter how, it's 0-3, and all we're talking about is when you see Jackson Dart. That's it. That's all that's left. I'm not going to even have my typical let's tank conversation because there's no point in tanking. September 19th. Friday, September 19th, week number 3. Join me for what could possibly be the last meaningful Football Friday we will have all year. How does this happen to us year in and year out? I hate to be such a bummer, but I couldn't escape the feeling all day long. Football Friday, excited about it, can't wait. You know, me and Keith kind of are the first. I know it turns midnight, his show doesn't start at midnight, but here we are. We're like, this is it. I get to open Football Friday. Will it be for the last time? Can these two teams surprise us, get a victory, and somehow push that sun back into the sky and give us one more week of summer? Yeah, that's from the it's from Love of the Game with Kevin Costner. I stole it from Vince Scully. But can we get it? Who believes it? Give me a call. 888-808-1019. We will get to the baseball, obviously. Max Fried was dominant in this game last night. 7 innings, 3 hits, 1 walk, 13 Ks. Just absolutely just going right through the Baltimore Orioles. The Yankees now with the Detroit Tigers. Oh, and I hope it happens. The Detroit Tigers in free fall being swept by Cleveland. The Yankees now have the second best record in the American League. They are 3 games behind the Blue Jays, who lost as well. So I've already conceded the division. Maybe I should take it back. They're as many games behind the Blue Jays as they are up in the final wild card. So if you think the division's over, so is the first wild card. So you're feeling good about the Yankees. The Mets get a series they absolutely needed. Jonah Tong bounces back. Pete Alonso with his fourth consecutive game with a home run. They're up 2 games in the loss column over everybody. 3 over the Giants. You're feeling better about their chances. They go take on the lousy Washington Nationals. Baseball's on the table. We will discuss baseball on this Football Friday because they're the two teams right now who even have a chance. But call me up and convince me why my woe and dread isn't warranted. And there's a chance next week we'll be all pumped up for two teams that are 2-1. 1-2, rather. Or one team that's 1-2 instead of both of these teams staring 0-3 in the face and wondering when the hell are we ever going to have a football season around here and focus strictly on Jackson Dart and all the rest.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.